probably knew there was something coming down the road. The only consolation we can see for the pubs and restaurants is that it's not a complete lockdown, and I think that's what a lot of people were worrying about. Unfortunately, the numbers have got very high over the last 2 to 3 weeks there, and something probably had to happen to try and maybe save business for the Christmas period, and this is probably part of the reaction today now from the government. Nightclubs now, it's going to be a different scenario for them because it'll probably close them completely. People are only going to nightclubs at 12 o'clock, so I'm sure a lot of those places will be looking at would it be viable to open at all. So that's a big hit on the nightclub industry. But then you see 52,000 on the Aviva Stadium there June 8 over the last 7 days. Which industry gets hit the hardest, really? And that's unfortunately, hospitality has taken a hit all along since the 16th of March of 2020, and it looks like they're going to take the hit again.
And indeed, this industry has been closed for much of the past 2 years, and now they face this and they don't know how long it's going to be. And as you mentioned, we're heading into Christmas, and I'm sure they were banking on this to recoup what they had lost.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. The next two and a half of the next five weeks, a lot of businesses, the money that they take in them, that period takes them through the January, February, gets them up to St. Patrick's Day, that pays their bills. Unfortunately, that's a lot of that's going to be lost now. And unfortunately, I know the repercussions of this year will be that a lot of businesses may never open again.